Good morning. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Zachary Zonizer, and it was on this date back in 1858, the 26th President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt, was born in New York City. Teddy Roosevelt is actually my personal favorite president, and I could probably talk about his life for hours, but I have selected just a couple of fast facts that you might not have known about the 26th President that I think are interesting. For instance, you might not have known he was actually a very prolific author from his earliest days. Theodore Roosevelt had a passion for reading and writing. He actually penned his first book, The Naval War of 1812, at the age of 23, and earned a reputation as a serious historian. His book is rather dense, but it is still pretty much the authority on the Naval War of 1812. Over the course of his lifetime, Roosevelt authored 38 books, which included an autobiography, a biography of Oliver Cromwell, a history of New York City, and a four-volume Western series, The Winning of the West. He was also an outdoorsman and ended up writing numerous books and magazine articles about hunting and his frontier exploits. And actually, speaking about some of those exploits, Teddy Roosevelt actually nearly died on an Amazonian expedition. After he lost the 1912 presidential race, Theodore Roosevelt looked to conquer his post-election gloom by taking an extended trip into the South American jungles. The trip was originally sort of intended as a part pleasure, part scientific expedition, but it quickly turned into something much more strenuous. During the journey, Teddy Roosevelt caught ill and actually ended up losing about a third of his body weight and just sort of laid in a canoe asking everyone to leave him behind. The expedition's doctor was convinced every morning that he wouldn't survive until the evening and was convinced every evening that he wouldn't survive until morning, but Teddy Roosevelt did manage to pull through and make it back to a hospital. Teddy actually had this idea that he'd called the strenuous life. He argued that strenuous effort and overcoming hardship were ideals to be embraced by Americans for the betterment of the nation and the world throughout the 20th century. And you can see echoes of this in so many aspects of his life. For instance, Teddy Roosevelt actually lost his mother and his first wife on the same day. It was Valentine's Day in 1884, actually. Teddy Roosevelt's mother passed away from typhoid fever. And less than 12 hours later, his first wife, Alice, died from Bright's disease and complications from giving birth to the couple's first child. Teddy Roosevelt actually wrote in his journal on two large pages, "The light has gone out in my life." This was, of course, an era where they couldn't give you an antidepressant, so to deal with his sadness, he went and he worked on a ranch for a number of years, the inspiration from which is where he actually wrote his Western novels. You also see reflections of his idea of a strenuous life throughout his presidency. He was actually a prolific sportsman even while he was sitting president. Teddy Roosevelt had boxed for Harvard University's intramural lightweight championship and continued to spar recreationally into his political career. During his days in the White House, he would regularly put up his dukes against former professional boxers and other sparring partners until a punch from a young artillery officer smashed a blood vessel and left him nearly blind in his left eye. And actually, his interactions with other politicians would reflect this gentleman barbarian mindset as well. In addition to his international policy of speak softly and carry a big stick, Teddy Roosevelt was known to make remarks against political opponents such as, "If it were not for the high office I held, I would have taken him by the seat of the pants and the nape of the neck and thrown him out the window." I personally very much appreciate those sort of comments, because can you imagine a politician getting away with saying something like that nowadays? Of course, many of the national parks that we have today are thanks to Teddy Roosevelt. Theodore Roosevelt loved outdoor activities. He especially loved the natural beauty of the land, and he worried about its future. Roosevelt once wrote, "I recognize the right and duty of this generation to develop and use natural riches of our land, but I do not recognize the right to waste them nor to rob, by wasteful use, the generations that come after us." Roosevelt set aside large areas of forest for national use. He created 50 special areas to protect wildlife, and he established a number of national parks. As I glance at the time that I've used, I realize that I have a lot of things to say about Teddy Roosevelt and not nearly enough time, so maybe we'll do another part of this sometime. But for now, let me say this about Teddy Roosevelt. One of my personal favorite stories about his life that really speaks strongly to his character was that during a 1912 presidential debate speech, a would-be assassin actually shot him in the chest. Fortunately, he had a thick speech in his glasses case to block the bullet, but the bullet still lodged itself pretty deeply inside of his chest. In typical fashion, though, he took the podium and said, "I have just been shot. so I will keep this brief. Teddy Roosevelt went on to give a speech for over an hour before casually getting into an ambulance. And this has been just a little bit about my favorite president, Teddy Roosevelt. Remember, if you like these little history segments I do, you can find them online at kggfradio.com. Click on the community tab and go down to On Demand and find a history segment that looks interesting to you. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.